Here's the translation of the text into English. U.S. energy sector braces for winter storm as crude and natural gas output fall. U.S. has taken oil from seized Venezuelan tankers, Trump tells NY Post. Goldman lifts 2026 TTF forecast as cold weather tightens balances. Trump administration considers naval blockade to halt Cuban oil imports, Politico reports. Exclusive, Mexico weighs stopping oil shipments to Cuba amid concerns of Trump retaliation. Sources say exclusive, Valero Phillips 66 buy Venezuelan oil cargoes as part of Washington's deal with Caracas. U.S. energy firms add rigs for first time in 3 weeks. U.S. oil field service company SLB says it can rapidly increase activities in Venezuela. U.S. targets Iran's shadow fleet over crackdown on protesters. U.S. climber scales Taiwan's tallest building, Taipei 101 without ropes. Vanguard tops $1 trillion in assets outside the U.S. FT reports Australian Defense Department chief to replace Kevin Rudd as U.S. ambassador. U.S. to inject $1.6 billion into rare earths miner for 10% stake, FT reports. Hermes designer bows out after 37 years with final menswear show in Paris. Russia stocks lower at close of trade, MOX Russia index unchanged. World Health Organization says it regrets U.S. decision to withdraw. Access road to Chile's Escondida, Zaldívar mines remains blocked amid contractor strike, sources say. 5 takeaways from Davos 2026. U.S. consumer sentiment improves in January. Manufacturing PMI holds steady, aligns with forecasts. Steady services PMI holds ground at 52.5, fails to meet expectations. U.S.-Indonesian trade deal could boost trade fourfold. Cotton Chair says foreign direct investment in China slides 9.5% in 2025. UK private sector activity hits 21-month high in January. Eurozone output growth continues in January as business confidence rises. Japan PM vows to act against speculative market moves in wake of yen spike. Fed, big earnings week loom for markets as global tensions muddy outlook. Supreme Court may leave big questions unresolved on Trump bid to fire Fed's Lisa Cook. Taiwan-U.S. trade deal's impact on Forex is within controllable range, central bank says. Why UBS is underweight, the U.S. consumer and overweight the European consumer. Bar getting higher for UAE stocks after year to remember in 2025. MSNY Fed carried out dollar-yen rate checks. Source says yen spikes with intervention in focus. Oil rallies on Iran fears. Dow ends lower after topsy-turvy week as Intel's outlook weighs on market sentiment. Binance considers U.S. stock tokens, the information. Binance's CZ says he has no business ties with Trump family. Bitcoin price today slips below 89K. Weekly losses due amid weak crypto appetite. UBS plans crypto investing for private banking clients. Bloomberg List.io closes 2025. With strong growth and major product milestones, Token veils high visibility branding campaign across Italy ahead of 2026 Winter Olympics. BTCC exchange nears 15-year mark with plans for AI trading tools and expanded RWA offerings in 2026. Threshold Network introduces stake-based fee waivers to strengthen BTC Bitcoin price. Today, slips below $90 again as Greenland de-escalation rally fades. Exclusive, Trump-backed World Liberty partners with satellite startup Spacecoin. SBFC Finance Q3 FY26 slides, AUM crosses 10,000 crore. PAP jumps 34 cent, Cathie Wood's ARK makes major stock moves with Broadcom and Coinbase NewTek. One completes exchange offer for 5.52 cent notes due 2026. Aldebra, four SPAC completes $305 million initial public offering. Phobi AI closes first tranche of private placement financing. Kiboko Gold completes share consolidation and private placement. Zoom Car launches warrant exchange offer and $5 million bridge financing. Jack Nathan Medical announces leadership change and strategic realignment. Nexilin receives NASDAQ minimum bid price deficiency notice. Corvus Pharmaceuticals raises $201.2 million in upsized public offering.